Good morning, beloved, and thank you for once again inviting me into your homes for this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we continue in Matthew chapter 13, this time verses 18 through 35. Yesterday's reading was about the parable of the sower. In today's reading, Jesus explains the parable. Today's reading also includes the parable of the weeds, of the mustard seed, and of yeast. And God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 18. Listen then and learn what the parable of the sower means. Those who hear the message about the kingdom, but do not understand it, are like the seeds that fell along the path. The evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in them. The seeds that fell on rocky ground stand for those who receive the message gladly as soon as they hear it, but it does not sink deep into them, and they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. The seeds that fell among the thorn bushes stand for those who hear the message, but the worries about this life and the love for riches choke out the message, and they don't bear fruit. And the seeds sown in the good soil stand for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100, others 60, and others 30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man sowed good seed in his field. One night, when everyone was asleep, the enemy came in and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the plants grew and the heads of grain began to form, then the weeds showed up. And the manservants came to him and said, "Sir, it was good seed that you sowed in your field. Well, where did the weeds come from?" "It was some enemy who did this," he answered. "Do you want us to go and pull up the weeds?" they asked him. "No," he answered, "because as you gather the weeds, you might pull up some of the wheat with them. Let the wheat and the weeds grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvest workers to pull up the weeds first, tie them in bundles and burn them, and then to gather the wheat and put it into my barn." Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man takes a mustard seed and sows it in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it grows up, it is the biggest of all plants. It has become a tree so that birds can come and make their nests in its branches. Jesus told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A woman takes some yeast and mixes it with a bushel of flour until the whole batch of dough rises. Jesus used parables to tell all these things to the crowds. He would not say a thing to them without using a parable. He did this to make come true what the prophet has said. "I will use parables when I speak to them. I will tell them things unknown since the creation of the world." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, where Jesus said, "The seeds sown in good soil stand for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100, others 60, and others 30. And throughout all of these, Jesus is talking about the message of the kingdom, the gospel message that he's been telling people up and down the length of Israel. And those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, those who aren't so focused on this world that they can't see the supernatural things of the kingdom of heaven, they're able to receive this message and understand that God has a wonderful thing that he is getting ready to work in their lives as long as they are focused on the kingdom of heaven and not distracted by the things in this world going on around them. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to hear your message and understand it. Nurture my faith so that it grows like a mustard seed and gives glory to you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end. Join me Monday as we read Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 through 58, where Jesus continues teaching about the kingdom of heaven by means of several more miracles. Until then, beloved, well, I hope to see you Sunday in church. If you can't make it there in chapel, of course, you are more than welcome to join us on Facebook or on Zoom. And the instructions for that are in our bulletins. But if we don't see you then God bless. We will see you on Monday morning. God bless you is my prayer for you. May he open up your spiritual eyes so that you can see the wonders going on around you in his kingdom. God bless.